League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it's a huge thank you to the Texas Children's Hospital, our presenting sponsor for the first hour here. We got a great show in store for you tonight. We got tickets to give away. We are being catered tonight by FM Bar and Kitchen. So we got all kinds of goodies that are out in the green room here tonight. And, from Valentina Wings with blue cheese, Honey Sambal Wings with ranch, Campechana, FM Burger, spicy fried chicken sandwiches, two shaved beef. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes. We got some incredible food out here. So a big thanks to our friends Ryan and Eric over at FM Kitchen and Bar. They're one of the great sponsors of this show. They're located on Shepherd near Washington. So we're thankful to them for bringing in food tonight. And we're all going to be munching on some incredible food. All right. So let's talk about tonight on this show. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We got a lot to talk about here. We can continue to talk about the World Cup. We got preparation for the upcoming European season. We got a lot of things going on internationally. We got transfers. We got all kinds of things to talk about tonight. We can get you set up for the Dynamo Philadelphia Union tomorrow at BBVA Compass Stadium. Both these teams will be on their third game in 8 days. Grueling times for these teams in Major League Soccer, but depth and opportunity looming. By the way, the Dynamo go on the road then to Portland on Saturday. So how much pressure is on the Houston Dynamo right now if you are a Dynamo fan? Concerns? Are we comfortable? Dynamo now eighth in the Western Conference. Come on, Dynamo fans, get live. You got a platform tonight here at 713-780-3776. Also, Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. We're going to do a segment with Matt here tonight. We're going to talk about the Open Cup. We're going to talk about the new signing, Ronaldo Pena. And there's a good chance you might even see him tomorrow night just based on the depth, the amount of volume of games here, fatigue, and all these other things that are going on. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, Facebook, Soccer Matters. You might have a question for Matt Jordan. Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. Go over to Instagram, give us a follow, give us a like, any of those things. They always help when we're growing the game of soccer. And there you go. So are you over the World Cup yet? Now, have you moved on? Are you ready for the Premier League season? You're ready for the Serie A, the Bundesliga, La Liga? Are you into these international, the ICC? Are you into it? By the way, La Liga and Real Madrid fan. You took a hit losing Cristiano Ronaldo to Juventus. Will La Liga be the same without the Messi Barcelona Cristiano Ronaldo Real Madrid matchup? Have you gotten back to MLS now? What about the derby match between the Dynamo and FC Dallas? Great night of entertainment. You can't ask for more from those players. Up and down under those conditions? Unbelievable. The Dynamo get a tremendous goal in that game from Jared Watt switching the point of attack to Romel Kyoto, and then Minotas flashes in front of the goalkeeper, Jesse Gonzalez, and redirects the header. Fantastic goal. Now, the goal that FC Dallas scored came off the short corner. Matt Hedges got it and just kind of out-wrestled Jared Watts. But here's the reality. The Dynamo have dropped 4 points in their last two matches that were winnable. And we got to know, this Wednesday game is huge. Dynamo have 6 out of 9 to finish the season on the road. So, you know, these are big points tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Union. Wondering if you're going. Union come to town. We'll talk about the Union tonight. Are we just conditioned now that the Dynamo are fighting for sixth in the West? Are we setting the bar high enough? Depth is going to be on display because there's a lot of guys who have logged a lot of minutes here. But I'll tell you what, that was five-star entertainment between the Dynamo and FC Dallas. The only thing we didn't get was the full 3 points. And we all know the pink elephant in the room is the big blow losing last year's MVP leader, the man of steel, Juan David Cabezas. Now, Cabezas apparently is still 3 to 4 weeks away with a quad injury. Now, I'm assuming and I'm speculating that he must have re-injured it. But if he can get healthy, he could truly platform the Dynamo at the right time of the year. There's no doubt the club is hoping for that. All right, 713-780-3776. Cristiano Ronaldo, there's no doubt he's going to spike interest in the Serie A at Juventus. He already has. I'm rooting for Gianluigi Buffon at PSG, Kylian Mbappe and Neymar. Quote, we no longer trust you. We want to have an opinion. This was an Argentine player that was unnamed to manager Jorge Sampaoli during the World Cup. Messi and Sampaoli did not get on. Sampaoli asked Messi if he should bring on Aguero, if you remember, against Nigeria in the game they ultimately won 2-1. Loris Karius, the Liverpool goalkeeper, had the really rough Champions League final against Real Madrid, got a note of support from Mo Salah, who said basically ignore the hate. So I just want to ask you, who are these people that take such joy in seeing others struggle and have problems? I mean, when I see this stuff, I say, what has happened to humanity? Why can't we talk? But who are these people that love to see people crash and burn? Sick. Athletes, humans, everybody makes mistake. Yes, you got to hold players and clubs to the fire, but you don't assassinate character. They're still human beings. It's a mistake on a soccer field. Liverpool fans, I would say, well, have a go at your ownership for taking so long then to find a first-team goalkeeper if you're going to bash on Karius. But, man, have we lost civility? All right, you got Alisson now, so I guess everything is going to be okay. And again, by no means am I saying that healthy pressure should not be a part of the equation. The pressure is of epic proportions now at top clubs in the world. But to be fair, some of these fans are just total you-know-whats. I mean, did anyone ever consider that Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool may have set up Karius to fail in the Champions League final? Did they miscalculate his readiness? And Karius is apparently shattered confidence-wise, according to what's going on in preseason. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Alphonso Davies, largest transfer ever for Major League Soccer. He is off to Bayern Munich at 17 years of age from Vancouver. I believe this is 13 million-dollar transfer fee that could go over to $20 million based on his performance. He is now a Bayern Munich player. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Davies in the future. And it's funny when, you know, just I was just thinking, when I'm talking Loris Karius and the pressure that he's had in goal for Liverpool and being a young guy and not being able to live up to it, it's funny that Jurgen Klopp the other day came out and said, don't pile the pressure on Christian Pulisic to us in the United States. Interesting. Doesn't seem like maybe he protected Karius enough. It's just remarkable it took Liverpool this long to find a goalkeeper. It's no different than Arsenal never finding that hardcore number six in the vein or maybe the shadow of Patrick Vieira, that type of guy. Yosef Martinez is absolutely killing it for Atlanta United. Six hat tricks in two seasons. I think he's on 20. Is he on 22, Victor? 22 goals now? 21 or 22. The record in MLS is 27, held by Roy Lassiter. He's going to break that, barring injury. I mean, this guy's a remarkable goal scorer. So how long is he going to be in MLS? Kellen Acosta to Colorado for Dominic Baggi. Acosta's 22 years of old. You're shipped off to the hinterlands of the Colorado Rapids. 22 for Yosef Martinez. Thank you, Victor. This could be a good move for Acosta. And you're going, oh, why would you say that, Colorado? Well, because I think he's going to have to assume a real role of leadership there. I think that's what's expected of him by Colorado. So this could potentially blossom him. Then you're giving away your only guy that can score goals in Colorado. Dominic Baggi has just made FC Dallas a better team. Because whether he's competing for a starting role or not, what an option off the bench. He can spell a Rudy. Pretty interesting. 713-780-3776. Let's get some phone calls in. 713-780-3776. The Mexican Federation expected to announce that Juan Carlos Osorio is not going to renew his contract after 3 years with Mexico. Osorio is linked to taking over the Colombian national team job. Turned down a new deal. His record was 33-10-9 draws. 33 wins, 10 losses, 9 draws. He went from the low of the 2016 7-0 demolition to Chile to the high of beating Germany at the World Cup. Mexico will be in Houston on September 7th. I believe taking on Uruguay. Is that correct? Yeah, Uruguay will be here September 7th, and they're going to be here with a new manager. 713-780-3776. That was sourced to ESPN Deportes. So that's a big one. Hey, another big one, the Dynamo in the Open Cup semifinals against LAFC. We're going to talk about that tonight here. Martin wants to talk about the Dynamo and Laureus Karius. So let's go to Martin. Again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776. Martin, how are you tonight?
Hey, Glenn, I'm great. Yourself?
I'm very good. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, good, mate, good. So I guess a couple of things. The Karius deal, I think it's, to be quite honest, and this may be a little bit controversial, very in character for the Liverpool fans to act this way. I mean, you know, I've been to a number of stadiums and a number of games where they've played. And obviously, you know, the Hillsborough disaster for Liverpool was shocking and horrible, and you wouldn't, you know, obviously you wouldn't wish that upon anybody in the world. But you know, they are very, very quick to still speak about the Man United disaster in Germany. You know, the Busby Babes, they sing that song pretty constantly at games. So, personally, you know, the character assassination, the death threats to Karius, that doesn't surprise me from them one bit.
But I'm sure that's a small element of people. I don't think that goes across the board. I mean, we got to be careful not to paint every Liverpool fan like that, right? Because they're not the only sports team in the world that's acted like idiots.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair, Glenn. But you know, I think just from, say from being at games, you know, I've seen the bad side of a lot of those guys as well. So yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a small few probably. So it's probably unfair of me to assassinate the whole group. But so that's that. My Dynamo take. You know, I love this team. I think we're doing well. I was very, very, very disappointed on Saturday night. The end of the game, the substitutions that occurred, and the complete lack of organisation of the guys that went on the field. I mean, Memo went from playing in the almost above the 10 role to playing right back. I mean, I just had nobody had a clue what was going on. There's Wilmer and two of the assistants on the sidelines waving their hands. I mean, this should be sorted out before these guys get on the field. You know, I mean, and it's not the first time it's happened. And I'm disappointed that that I'm disappointed with the coaching. I really am. I think that I think we've got a team that's way better than the position they are in the league. I'm pleased with the Open Cup. I mean, you know, we've played a couple of teams that have maybe put out a full side. So, and we've been very strong in the Open Cup this year. But so I'm really pleased to make the semi final. But I worry for this team because I think we've got an amazing amount of talent. And I'm just disappointed with the lack of coaching, the lack of organisation. We've given up so many points at the ends of games this season. For a you know, long time, you know, season ticket holder from day one. Very disappointing.
Martin, let me just ask you this. My concern is this. I mean, this is a big game tomorrow night, by the way. 3 points against the Philadelphia Union. So if you want to go out to that tomorrow night, HoustonDynamo.com. Plus, I'm going to give some tickets away tonight. But, you know, I look ahead in this schedule, and I see 6 out of 9 to end the year against teams like Seattle, New York City, FC, I think, Red Bulls. 6 out of 9 on the road. So I'm a little worried because, you know, we're dropping some points here at home.
I mean,
that we normally take, right? So unless we get the road figured out, I'm a little bit worried here, but I don't get the sense, and maybe it's because we just don't have the mainstream coverage here in Houston, but I don't get the sense that anybody's really that nervous about it because it's, you know, MLS, it's halfway through the season. We got a lot of games to go, and that's the way it is. Now, I don't know what's going on. I'm sure that's not what's going on in the locker room, but I do think there has to be a healthy pressure and sense of urgency at this point, don't you?
No doubt about it. You know, I mean, I you know, we looked, to be quite honest. I mean, I'm sitting there Saturday night. I mean, you know, straight from the kickoff, they put us under pressure. You know, we didn't look as though we were, you know, we were ready to play, to be quite frank, in the first couple of minutes, and we gave up a, you know, it was a pretty soft goal all in all, you know. And we came back well. I mean, what a goal. I mean, you know, the centre-back, great crossfield pass to Rommel, and a brilliant cross, great run by Marrow, and a super goal. But we don't capitalise on that. You know, I mean, I really like Eric Alexander. This season, he's not been doing it for me. We don't have much of an option other than Boniek, who I think when Boniek came on, he was full of life, and the whole team seemed to rise a little bit. But and I just don't see. I don't think Eric's been quite at the level he was last year. Last year, I thought he was fantastic.
He looked really heavy legged, you know, even in the first half. And I know they're under a lot of duress now.
I agree, and I could see that, and you could see that. Yet he still came out for the second half. It's worrying from a coaching standpoint, and I don't want to, you know, bleat on about it, but it is worrying to me that things that I just think the regular guy in the street can see, our coach can't see. You know, and I'd like, maybe, you know, I wonder whether the front office are at all worried about this. I mean, they must see what we see. And, you know, to me, it looks like the team is playing for him. They haven't given up on him. They haven't quit on him in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, I think they're playing for him. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're playing for Wilmer. I think Wilmer's assembled, like you said, some tremendous talent. I mean, the quality of that goal and the goals that we've seen at BBVA Compass in the last 2 years have been spectacular, you know. But how do you platform it, you know, to the next level of comfort and getting, you know, not being the team that perennially fights for the last playoff spot the last couple weeks of the season, which obviously is exciting for people, but wouldn't it be nicer to be sitting second or third right now with more points and truly trying to be a little bit more comfortable?
I'd love to coast in, but you know, onward and upward. Hopefully we can get a result tomorrow night, get 3 points. Tough conditions. I mean, you know, the heat. I'm sure, you know, anyone that's played or been around soccer in Houston, it's horrible to play in.
It's unbelievable, games. Martin. But, listen, I'm up on a hard break. I got to hit the break. My producer's yelling at me through the glass. Michael Hernandez, thank you very much. Your season ticket holder. We appreciate your opinions tonight, and we'll thank you and look forward to the next time you call into the show, Martin.
Cheers, Glenn.
All right, that's Martin. We appreciate that. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Have your say on the Dynamo. Have your say on what's going on in Europe. We've got some sound of Lothar Matthäus on Mesut Ozil. You know, part of discussing the Dynamo soccer team is following up on people's takes. So if anybody disagrees with what Martin says, follow up on the take. He was talking substitution patterns and didn't think the Dynamo finished the game as well as maybe they should have. Now, granted, it's three games in 8 days tomorrow, but have a take. 713-780-3776. Our thanks to the Texas Children's Hospital and Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center's largest pediatric cancer center in the country. We got over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorder for more than 60 years. The Texas Children's Hospital. We thank them for their support. We'll be down there on Thursday handing out soccer balls to patients. Going to take a break. Time to get out there and get some of this great FM Kitchen food that's been brought here by Eric. We thank him and for bringing it in tonight here. We got Valentina wings. We got all kinds of wings, campuchana, burgers, spicy fried chicken sandwiches. Are you kidding? All right, I got to get out there. Back in a moment here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And everybody chowing down out in the green room. Our thanks to FM Kitchen and Bar. They got campuchana out there, wings, burgers, spicy fried chicken sandwiches, shaved beef sandwiches. Everybody here at the station is having some fun. Man, bread pudding out there. It's incredible. It's great food. It's 5353 West Alabama is where we are. But they are located off Washington. Right when you cross Washington, if you're coming north on Shepherd, you cross Washington and then on the right-hand side, you catch FM Kitchen and Bar. You go in there. You can go in there and say hello to Ryan. You can say hello to Eric. We thank them for bringing the food here tonight, and we're going to be chowing down on it throughout the show. 713-780-3776. Texas Children's Hospital is our presenting sponsor in this first hour. It is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. It's all dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Truly a shining star in Houston, the Texas Children's Hospital, no question. Going down there Thursday with Freddie Reyes, who's a cancer survivor, was treated there, great friend of mine now, and handing out these wonderful soccer balls from Nike that my friend Joe Elsmore sent us. So Thursday, going to be a great day down there. Tomorrow's going to be a great day with the Houston Dynamo in action against the Philadelphia Union. And get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. So Texas Children's Hospital, it is a not-for-profit that relies on generous donations from our friends in the community, the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Here's a little note here, too. Hundreds of children are diagnosed every year at TCH. It's not a job. It's life for Texas Children's. And I've got personal experience down there because I see the people, how they work with the patients. I see the support staff, I see the nurses, I see the doctors, therapists. It's pretty incredible. And I'm looking forward to getting down there on Thursday. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. By the way, Tom Clare reminded me that we are going to have Ron Atkinson, the former Manchester United manager, as our keynote speaker for our dinner next year. So that's all for charity. Ron Atkinson will be our speaker. 713-780-3776 as I get my voice back. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Michael Hernandez is laughing at me. You know, what? We need to roll right now a Dynamo goal call.
Dynamo continuing to feed a man that's Everett's in great form. He'll get a good cross in. Oh, what a goal! Benotas knifes in front of Gonzalez. The Dynamo respond in kind here in a big way. It's crossing and finishing at its best. It is 1-1.
That was the response from the Dynamo after going down 1-0 to Matt Hedges. And when you are choking on a pepper after eating a great ceviche, well, that's what you got to do. All right. Do we have Lothar Matthäus talking about Mesut Ozil? All right. Here is the former German legend, Lothar Matthäus. You saw that Mesut Ozil has retired from the German national team. Matthäus takes it to strictly the playing side of it. That's what he wants to talk about in concern with Mesut Ozil. And, of course, we all know that Germany just a downward spiral at the World Cup. And we'll take your calls also, 713-780-3776. Here's Lothar Matthäus.
I think football is football, politics is politics. And Mesut make a good job for Germany in the last years, but in the last 1.5 years, he didn't have the same performance like 4 years ago when we won the World Cup 2014 in Brazil against Argentina. And I think his time to play in the national team is over, not because of some picture of some political decision or doesn't matter, I don't care. I see the football player Mesut Özil, and he didn't perform like before. I never speak against Uli Hoeneß. But, okay, Uli Hoeneß was very angry this morning because this was too much in the last 2 months about Mesut Özil. The German team lost the games against Mexico and against South Korea. Not only Mesut Özil, but Mesut Özil is a part of this national team. And he's normally a leader. But in the last 1-2 years, he didn't show he's a leader. He didn't show the right performance. And then was coming all the things from outside, included in everything, and this makes a story. But for me, it's only important, Mesut Özil can help the German team or not. And I have this feeling in the last 1.5 year, he'd never played on this level how he played before, and now it's time for changes.
So that was Lothar Matthäus talking about Mesut Özil. Matthäus, obviously, former World Cup winner for Germany. Ozil talking about the fact that, you know, he thought some people were racist in the German Federation. So two sides of that story. Your thoughts on what Matthäus said? Your thoughts on Mesut Ozil? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. A couple of things we're putting on the table here. Juan Carlos Osorio will not return to Mexico. Would you like him as a U.S. coach? I've heard people talk about that. 33 wins, 10 losses, 9 draws, 3 years with Mexico. Dynamo and Open Cup against LAFC. Do you know what it is? Obviously, you're in the semifinals against LAFC. The Dynamo are going to get the host. Got to win this trophy. Playoffs for the Dynamo. 8th place in the Western Conference right now. How do you feel as a Dynamo fan? 713-780-3776. Some big injuries this year. No A.J. De La Garza. No Juan David Cabezas. I think Cabezas is the big one you put a circle around. We will have Matt Jordan, the general manager, on here in the next segment. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mark, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Glenn? How you doing?
I'm very good, Mark. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, hey, yes, I know what the Open Cup is, you know, and I'm excited for the Dynamo being in the semifinals, and hopefully we can bring a trophy home because it's been a while since we had a trophy in this for the club, you know, and especially with our Texas Derby rivals over there, FC Dallas, you know, winning trophies recently as you know, a couple of years ago with the Supporters Shield and their own U.S. Open Cup and as well. So, you know, we need to get back on that. We need to start adding to that trophy case of ours.
Would you take a trophy? Would you take a trophy? Would you take the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup and not make the playoffs?
Well, look, Glenn, I mean, you got to look at it from the big perspective because the U.S. Open Cup leads you to other competitions, doesn't it?
If the gets you automatically into the CONCACAF Champions League. That's right.
So I mean, you know, it's obviously you want to make the playoffs in your league. You know, the league, it's, you know, I understand it's sometimes priority over an Open Cup, you know, especially around the bigger leagues in the world. But I mean, but the fact of the matter is, you know, Dynamo have been non-existent in continental tournaments and for them to win this Open Cup and to represent the MLS and the CONCACAF Champions League would be a big deal for the club because they haven't been in a tournament like that in a while. And I was the one tweeting you earlier in the day about, you know, asking questions to Matt Jordan, you know, and I was asking you one of the things about, you know, getting the Dynamo to play more foreign clubs, you know, aside from the Charity Cup.
But see, I think you're a different fan, Mark, because you want to see a globalized Dynamo. You want to see them involved in CONCACAF Champions League. You want to see them competing against international teams. I think there's a large segment of our fans that don't really seem to care about it, don't understand it, and maybe aren't even that interested in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. All they know is playoffs and MLS.
Well, see, and that's a bad thing because, I mean, if, you know, if MLS, I'm just speaking in general, you know, if MLS is trying to grow, we got to be more than just the league. You know, we got to start representing in the global stage, you know, and as far as the Dynamo as well. Because, I mean, I've been a Dynamo fan since 06, you know. I remember when we were the stepbrother to the Galaxy and stuff like that, how we were always overlooked. L.A. would get all the big names and we'd give it the little scraps that we could. And, you know, and then we get this new ownership group with, you know, all these big promises and stuff like that. And, you know, and we've been trucking along. You know, we had that little streak where we didn't make the playoffs for like 3 or 4 years or whatever. But for the most part, since our existence, we've been a really solid team. And, you know, I would like to see the Dynamo just take that next step forward and be talked about in the likes of L.A. Galaxy and New York Red Bulls and Seattle and blah, blah, blah. And I understand that the crowds are bigger in Seattle and Atlanta and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. But the talent on the field isn't that far behind, given the fact that we have the lowest payroll in the league, you know? So, I mean, it's one of those things where I want to see the Dynamo progress more than just domestically. And, you know, and this U.S. Open Cup trophy would help a whole bunch, you know, and branding the Dynamo. Because, I mean, we're bringing a lot of international players from South America and Central America, which is great. You know, you get a lot of great talent from down there for not too much of a cost of bringing in a big name from Europe or whatever. But I think that the Dynamo needs to start focusing more on more playing.
So, Mark, I'm taking you back to my original question. Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup at the expense of MLS playoffs.
Let's do it.
Okay. I just wanted to get you on record. Mark, thank you very much for your passion. Thank you for the phone call.
No problem. Thank you, Glenn.
All right, let's keep it going. 713-780-3776. So, Dynamo fan, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup winning it over getting into the playoffs and MLS Cup. Is that where you are? AY, what's on your mind, AY?
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing tonight?
Good, AY. How are you?
I'm fine. Just want to make a comment or ask you a question. As you know, I'm a Chelsea fan. Do you think Chelsea in the English Premiership can make top four this season? Because with the rumors that some people are going like Courtois, Hazard, even Willian, they've been linked to other clubs already. Though we are not playing Champions League, but we are still playing the Europa League. Do you see Chelsea making top four at the end of the season?
Boy, this is a good question. Until it pans out with all these transfers, I'd have to say, but I think Chelsea's in turmoil right now.
Okay.
From a manager's perspective, a transfer perspective, who are they going to be in the future? They can't afford to lose some of the guys they're going to lose. I'm sorry. You know, and it does look like they're going to lose them. Are they losing Loftus-Cheek as well?
I'm not sure. I've been hearing rumors.
We're hearing about Willian to Barcelona. You know, you're talking Hazard
to Real Madrid.
Yeah,
I mean,
how do you rebuild a team that loses those guys? All of them, if in fact it all happens.
Then with a new coach, that's even an issue again. With a new manager just coming into the Premiership for the first time, it's going to be difficult to adjust. Because the Premiership is different from the Italian league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go back to Willian because he's said it pretty publicly. He'd like to go to Barcelona. I think there's a lot of guys that want out of there. It was not a healthy place last year.
And unfortunately,
it almost sounds like it's going to be a rebuild with a new manager trying to put in place a new playing system. But if you live, if you lose, you lose Willie and you lose Hazard. I mean, you were a counterattacking team. It would be like the Houston Dynamo losing Ramel Kyoto on their level and Albert Elise, and then saying, "Okay, what kind of team are we going to be?"
Yeah, and again, you see, unfortunately, even if they are going, who are you replacing? You have to replace them with players. I have not heard any big signing for Chelsea yet. I've not heard a rumor that Chelsea is going to sign a big-time player. I've not heard it. Maybe, I don't know. And August is soon coming because I believe we should make top four. And one more question before I leave you. Who do you think will win the Premiership this season with what you've been saying?
I mean, this is going to sound pretty easy, but Manchester City again.
But you know, in the Premiership, Manchester City will be the hunted.
Of course.
Every team will give Manchester City.
They were pretty hunted last year, though, too, but they did blow out of the gates pretty early. They're the standard bearers right now. That's a very safe answer that I just gave. I'm being up front, but what's not to like about them? I don't know if they're not going to do what they did last year, but they're the standard bearers right now. They're the gold standard in the Premier League, no question.
All right, thank you very much, Glenn.
All right, AJ. AY, thank you as always. We appreciate all your comments and wishing you the best of luck with Chelsea this year. AY, by the way, do you want to go to the Dynamo game tomorrow night?
No, I can't make it. Let me know. I can't make it. But will you be at the appreciation party on the 2nd? You are not invited. Will you be at the party, at the Gal Media party on the 2nd?
Yes, I believe I will. If I'm in town, I'll be here, so I'll look for you there.
All right. See you.
Okay. Thank you, AY. Where's AY? He's a great, he's an ESPN 97.5 Gal Media listener. We appreciate that. All right. AY couldn't go to the game. But right now, I'm going to give out a pair of tickets, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, 7th caller right now. You got a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Philadelphia Union tomorrow night. It is a huge game for the Houston Dynamo. Again, 7th caller at 713-780-3776. That is the number. Dynamo Philadelphia tomorrow. Both teams currently out of the playoff picture. Dynamo 8th in the West, Union 7th in the East. They come in with U.S. International Alejandro Bedoya. They've got Harris Badunian. Who's going to line up for the Dynamo in midfield? That's a big midfield matchup tomorrow. Martinez, Tomas, Darwin Seren have logged a lot of minutes lately. Does Memo Rodriguez get a start in this one? Does Boniac Garcia get a start in this one? There's no doubt that there are going to be players that are playing that have logged a lot of minutes. Do you think we'll still see the trio of Kyoto, Elise, and Manotas up front to start? I would think it will get freshened up at the back with Senderos, Leonardo, Lundqvist, all possibilities. And then it's on to Portland on Saturday. And Portland is hot right now under their new manager, Giovanni Savarese, who, by the way, I think was once interviewed for the Dynamo job. ICC going on around the country? You interested? Will you watch it? 713-780-3776. We'll have Dynamo goalkeeper Joe Willis on the show. Also, Alex Bunbury, the all-time leading goal scorer at Marítimo in Portugal. He will join me here tonight. He is the father of Teal Bunbury as well. All right, quick word here for Advantage BMW. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've owned from Advantage. I love the drive of a BMW. I drive a 5 Series. Absolutely love it. Other thing I love is customer service at BMW. Second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown has you covered. Sales, service, finance. Can be done very, very easily. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down there, say hello to Philip, Justin, Sergio. They love soccer. We're going to continue. Hopefully I won't hit that great pepper and that campuchana. But, man, we have got some incredible food here from FM Kitchen. Don't worry, John. I'm keeping the food away from all the equipment here. Valentina wings, honey sambal wings, FM burgers, spicy fried chicken sandwiches, shaved beef. It's an unbelievable feast we have out here. We got bread pudding, coleslaw, mac and cheese. It is FM Kitchen and Bar. Great place to go over near Washington on Shepherd. So a big thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar for coming out here tonight and bringing us great comfort food here. Sandwiches, ribs. You go over there, they got 13 monitors. You can watch all the sports. We had the Champions League watch party there. Patio's also kid and pet friendly. Go over there. Say hello to Ryan. Say hello to Eric. It's FM Kitchen and Bar. We thank them tonight for catering Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Matt Jordan, the Dynamo General Manager.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A big thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar for catering the show tonight. Unbelievable. You know, Matt Jordan's my next guest, and I'm kind of wishing he was up here tonight because so much good food is being consumed here. We've got everything from wings to incredible burgers, chicken sandwiches, campechanas, which I lost my voice in the last segment. The good thing you know is it's nice and spicy. So a big thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar and those guys over there. They're one block north of Washington on Shepherd, so get over there. Great place to watch sports, crafted cocktails, great burgers, as I mentioned. They've got ribs, Southern comfort food. This is not normal bar food. This is just a very, very interesting menu. So get over there, FM Kitchen and Bar, pet friendly and kid friendly as well. They got a great outdoor patio, big space. All right, so let's go now to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Are you recovered from the World Cup yet?
You know, the good news is I got right back into it with the Dynamo, and that did kind of help soothe there's just such a uniqueness about the World Cup, as you know, every 4 years, that just makes it something special.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. And the time change was interesting for us here, you know, just because it gave you extra motivation to get up a little extra early every morning to just watch games. You had to build your week. We all had to build our work days around each game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But it was great, and I think the city of Houston, the bars were packed. We saw how many people are in love with the World Cup and the sport of soccer here. So anyway, let's talk some Dynamo here. Okay, so first of all, U.S. Open Cup. This is a great run. Dynamo in the semifinals. You got the wonderful draw here to host LAFC, which I think is huge. But, you know, we saw the Dynamo get very serious against Sporting Kansas City about, you know, winning that match and going far and winning this competition.
Yeah, no, it's something that, you know, that's important for us as a club. I believe this is the farthest we've gotten in about 9 years. And it's something that we outlined at the beginning of the year as a competition that we really wanted to make a push with. And obviously, you know, playing an opponent like Sporting KC was tough. And, you know, it's coming, you know, fast and furious for us right now every 3 days, but we're excited about it. You know, we obviously, as an organization, we're aggressive from our ownership group down to put in the bid to host both the semifinal and the final. And so, you know, organizationally, we're taking it very seriously.
Now, the results, if Philadelphia were to win the other semifinal against Chicago, you were to beat LAFC, we could host the final here, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I just wanted to make sure I had that right. Chicago. Yeah. Phenomenal. Do we need to educate people to what the U.S. Open Cup is?
Yeah. No, listen, the Open Cup is a competition, you know, just like throughout the world, where it's really probably the most fair soccer competition in the United States, where there's a process where you qualify and you can be You can be a men's team. You can be a USL team. You can be a PDL team. You can be an MLS team. And everybody has a fair chance. And that's what makes this competition unique. And you see it every year. There's the David and Goliath type games where the big fish get knocked down, and you see anytime you play in these competitions, also Glenn, you know this. I mean, there's no easy games, and it's like especially if you're not playing another MLS team, you know, say maybe someone from the USL, you know, it's their game of the year, so you just have to be up for it.
Yeah, knockout competition. By the way, it's the oldest ongoing national soccer competition in the U.S. So this year it's the 105th edition. 97 clubs from pro teams down to amateur teams involved. The champion gets $300,000 in prize money. Runner-up gets $100,000. But the other great thing is you get right into the CONCACAF Champions League, right?
Yeah, that's what I think the MLS has done a great job of is having really making it a very meaningful competition with the qualification to the CONCACAF Champions League. And obviously for us as a league, there's a huge push to win that competition and to overtake the Liga MX teams. You've seen, that's really the whole reason for this targeted allocation money as well, to be infused into the league. And so you're seeing teams are taking it serious. And look, I mean, Kansas City, they take it very serious. And that was definitely a knockdown, drag-out fight, and we were pleased to be able to knock off the defending champs.
Dynamo scoring some incredible goals in that game, including that free kick that tied it at 1-1 from Ramel Kyoto. Dynamo general manager Matt Jordan in studio, ahead of the Dynamo tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Union. Tickets available at HoustonDynamo.com. I'm going to give a three-pack away a little bit later in the show, so be ready for that at 713-780-3776. All right, I want to volley a couple things off you. Ronaldo Pena, I saw the young Venezuelan being toured around the stadium with you. Is it possible we could even see him tomorrow night based on the volume of games and the fatigue and maybe some of the wear and tear that's on Dynamo legs right now?
Well, look, they're on the field right now. They're on the field right now. We're over at the Houston Sports Park, and I know that Wilmer hasn't decided on his 18-man roster yet, and he'll be doing that later tonight. So he's in the mix for sure. It's great to get him, Ronaldo, in. It's a player, obviously, real well from following the U-20 World Cup, and he's going to be a good addition to our team. It's like anything, his last game for Moreirense in Portugal was about 6-7 weeks ago now. And then we've been dealing with, finalizing the deal and the immigration process, the visas and all that kind of stuff. So that always takes longer than you would hope. But we're really happy to have him here. It's going to be a player that, it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get his rhythm, but, we feel he'll fit very well with the direction the club's going.
Matt, real quick before we hit the break, and I'm wondering, can you sit through one break here? Do you have time for that?
Because sure.
We got a little bit backed up when I lost my voice here. I hit a hot pepper on break, and there was about 20 seconds of silence here on radio. So,
no problem. I can stay on as long as you need.
That's awesome. Okay, so just real quick before going to break, just describe some of the qualities of Pena, because for me, he is a very different forward than the ones you currently have.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head, Glenn. And from watching him in the U-20 World Cup, I mean, he was, that was a team that was stacked with young talent, players like Herrera and Soteldo. But Ronaldo was also a key player in the team. He's a profile that he really, he's a profile that it's different than what we have and the forwards that we have. He's a forward that really works very hard to occupy the center backs, to continue to put them under pressure. He can bring the team up the field. He battles for the ball in the air. He looks to, he looks to get on the end of anything, any which way possible in the box. His work ethic he puts in a high volume of work ethic. So he probably a similar profile, I'd say, as Max Urruti in the MLS. Just somebody that's continuously looking to put pressure and open up space for others and get on the end of stuff. And so that we feel that he's going to be a very good complement to the forwards we have. He has played wide as well. And look, it's not easy when you're 21 years old to play over 25 games in the top league in Portugal, you know, and that's where we went to see him and met with him, and so we're really excited to have him.
Yeah, and 6'1", he's a broad shouldered guy, so he plays like a Rudy, but he's a bigger man. We're going to take a quick break here. As we go to break here, we'll come back with more from Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. As we go to break here, I got a 3-pack to the Dynamo Union tomorrow night at 713-780-3776. Ninth caller at 713-780-3776. Three tickets tomorrow night. Dynamo Philadelphia Union. It is a huge game for the Dynamo and, well, for the Union as well. They both need points in their respective divisions. Before we go to break, Dynamo are back in action. What better way to celebrate than with an ice cold Bud Light? We'll honor the great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light, brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years right here at the Houston Brewery, right out there on I-10 East. Put on your Dynamo Orange, grab some friends, get some refreshing Bud Light, and show me what your Texas is all about. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas, official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Bud Light. We'll take a break. We come back with more from Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.